Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now, it's the state Senate's turn. The Massachusetts House late last night approved a bill rewriting the state's voter-approved recreational marijuana law. The House bill sets up a Cannabis Control Commission to regulate the new industry, allows local officials and not voters to decide if a city or town can ban marijuana-related businesses, and sets the retail tax on marijuana sales at 28%, which is more than double what voters approved last November. Joining us this morning is WBUR's Steve Brown, who's been following the marijuana bill at the State House. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So focus on the tax first. The House and Senate at odds over that. How did the House come up with a 28% figure?
Well, they figure that that is enough money to pay for the whole new regulatory system that has to be created to oversee the industry and also enforce the laws that they plan to put in place. Now, $50 million from that money will be set aside for substance abuse prevention programs. But to be honest, no one really knows exactly how much money will be brought in from the tax. Speaking to his colleagues yesterday, House Marijuana Policy Committee Chairman Mark Cusack disagrees with critics who say that that 28% mark is too high.
You know, frankly, you'd rather be too high than too low. If we come in too low, we could not capture the revenue necessary to really regulate and implement this new marketplace in the best way possible for our constituents. It's in no one's interest to implement and regulate this new marketplace on a shoestring budget, and that's what we avoid by ensuring that we capture the revenue necessary to implement this in the best way for the people of the Commonwealth.
Now, of course, those who say that the tax is too high, including Cusack's counterpart over in the Senate, fear that if the tax is too high, the black market will continue to flourish here in Massachusetts.
Well, Massachusetts isn't the first state to legalize and tax recreational marijuana. So how have other states dealt with this, Steve?
Well, Colorado was the first state to legalize adult-use marijuana, and I wondered how that state came up with their rate, which is a little trickier to compare since their taxes are on the wholesale and retail level in Colorado. It's roughly around 29%, which is comparable to what the House is proposing here in Massachusetts. Earlier this week, I spoke with Andrew Friedman, who was the marijuana czar in Colorado until just a couple of months ago. I asked him how a state finds the sweet spot for marijuana taxation.
It's an incredibly complicated question, and I think even more complicated than that because it's a very dynamic price in marijuana. I think over the first year, you'll see huge decreases in price points, and so what might be appropriate as an opening tax rate might not be appropriate a year later. So what I would say is, while there is an exact science on this, that exact science is not determined yet. And so it has to be a lot of trial and error at the beginning to make sure that you do hit that sweet spot.
Steve, you mentioned a moment ago that part of the concern is that if the tax rate is set too high, then the black market will still flourish because it might be cheaper to buy pot illegally without the tax. Did Andrew Friedman say that was the case in Colorado?
No. As a matter of fact, he told me he didn't see evidence that the tax rate itself has perpetuated the black market.
It will take a long time to know when you've taxed too much in order to create the black market. The other side of it in Colorado is if you tax really high, you might not be creating the black market. You might be convincing people to stay in the medical market, which is taxed at a lower rate, at a much lower rate.
Now, that could wind up being a problem here since there is no tax on medical marijuana in Massachusetts.
All right, back to the big picture on the marijuana bill. What's ahead for it?
Well, today the Senate will tackle the issue. They're taking a tread lightly approach on the law, focusing mainly on the makeup of the CCC. That's the governing body that's going to regulate this industry. And that's very close to the House version. They both have it at 5 members with different officials appointing some of the members and what have you there. They do differ on taxes. The Senate wants to keep it at 12%. They also differ on local control and in some other areas. Now, ultimately, next week, a conference committee will be put together, and they will come up with a compromise bill before sending it on to the governor, they say by June 30th.
All right, and WBUR's Steve Brown will be watching this every step of the way at the State House. Steve Brown, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today.
You're welcome, Bob.